From Washington, D.C., we now go to the Aleutian Islands, pretty far away. They curve way out into the Pacific from Alaska's mainland and carry the designation, by the way, Alaska Maritime National Wildlife Refuge. The coast of Unalaska, one of the larger islands, is now threatened by an oil leak from a passing freighter that broke into two pieces in high winds and seas earlier this week. A Coast Guard helicopter crashed in a rescue attempt. A second helicopter came to help. Five of the ship's crew members remain missing. Dan Magone is the owner of Magone Marine, a marine salvage company in Dutch Harbor, Alaska. Welcome, Mr. Magone.
Hello.
Have you had a chance to go out to see the ship?
Yeah, our salvage vessel, Redeemer, was one of the vessels that responded when the ship was reported adrift. And then when it looked like it was about to go aground, I took a helicopter from Dutch Harbor and got there right as it first went aground.
The Seladanga-U is in two pieces, and it's carrying soybeans, but it's powered, of course, by engines, and they need bunker oil, and it has 440,000 gallons of this thick bunker oil, which is aboard and which is now threatening the coastline. What's going to happen with that oil?
Well, the oil that leaks out, is coming from fuel tanks, on the bottom of the ship. And so when the ship broke in half, we had an instantaneous leak of a sizable proportion of the oil in the vessel. And that oil was driven by the northwest wind directly to the shore behind the vessel and then to the east into the first wing of Scan Bay. The wind was doing a pretty good job of holding it in there. But, the wind direction changes can affect it. If the wind dies back, then the surface currents will take over and draw the oil along the coast in different directions.
And what are the possibilities of getting close to the vessel and being able to pump out the remaining oil?
That it is a possibility, but it's going to be problematic. The two halves of the ship are relatively stable now. The seas have driven them far enough ashore so that they're sitting on a gravel shoal, and it won't fall apart very rapidly at this point. Yeah, but if you have any large seas at all, the decks are still awash. So if we have southerly winds, then the seas will go down quite low in that area, and then we can land helicopters on there and get a vessel alongside and get some work done. But it's nothing that I would make light of. This is going to be a problematic situation there, either in terms of lightering the fuel off or in terms of refloating and towing out the sections with the oil in it. Either way, there's going to be some serious work involved, and it's going to depend a lot on weather and how things go.
That term, that's an old term, lightering, meaning you just take the fuel onto smaller boats and take it ashore.
That's right. The first and most important thing is going to be in terms of mitigating the oil problem, getting that oil either out of the hull or getting these hull sections out of this area.
Dan Magone is the owner of Magone Marine in Dutch Harbor, Alaska. Thank you, sir, for taking time to talk to us.
Okay, yeah, real good.